As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun's rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and by golly, show me some evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, even though the price of coffee is going up, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, October the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live as we do. Right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name still is William Roberts. Always news, like to say good news, don't find too much of that these days. Hard facts, yep, hard to swallow, hard to believe sometimes, but facts nonetheless. Workable solutions, well, we can find them where you can find them, but if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's becomevocallocal.com, a little fractional website out there. So going to find a webmaster out there that wants to write something. Anyway, haven't found very much to add to that chat room yet. Anyway, pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free, which most people do, at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Again, that's 866-841-1065. Write it down. I don't repeat it very often. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, M-O, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live, all carrying the broadcast this morning. We thank you all for doing so. Again, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found at the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage and on BecomeVocalLocal.com. Precious metals in the U.S. dollar index tread water. Equities and crude oil spike higher. We'll talk about that in the financial basket. All eyes are on the EU finance summit. Siemens solar insolvency and the F-35 sinkhole in the news browser for the morning. Socialism, we'll go back into that a little bit. We'll talk about corporations today as well. Go into Ludwig von Mises, Dicey, Smoot, and so many more. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast as well. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago, found gold trading up, $3.30 at $1,656.60. Everything else is down. Silver was off 7 cents at $31.67. Platinum off a buck at $1,544 a troy ounce, and palladium off $6 in the spot market at $633 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,652.90. It still sounds so good to my ears. For a low, $1,665.40 for a high, but at $1,656.60, your gold is up year to year, $316.40. For a 23.61% return on your investment, and there ain't a bank in your town that will offer you that. A London gold fix this morning. The boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, they got their crystal ball right on top of things. They set the price at $1,656.25, and within pennies of that right now. Well, we'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Starting off the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we do come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, back into our market report. Gold is up $3.30 in early trading as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time out of New York City at $1,656.60 a troy ounce. Silver up off 7 cents at $31.67, platinum off a buck at $1,544, and palladium off six at $633. SPDR gold shares, they show a 6.05 metric ton addition to their electronic treasure chest, the first time in days that there's been any activity there at all. This morning they claim to be holding 1,233.56 metric tons, valued at these spot prices at $65.5 billion. Watch that magic date, 11/11/11. Keep your eyes peeled on the SPDR gold shares. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 105 yesterday at 11,914. The NASDAQ closed up strong at 62 at 2,699. The S&P 500, not to be outdone, closed up 16 at 1,254. Crude oil this morning, don't like to see this, up another $3.06 at $94.33. Yeah, that's right, just in time for heating oil season. You might be able to pair off the vacations, you know, minimize your cruising on Friday nights, but heating oil is something you're going to need, and they're jacking the price of crude oil up to meet that demand. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 3 basis points at 76.13, impacting the foreign exchange rates mildly. The Canadian loonie flat at 99 cents U.S., although we'll find in the news basket today people talking about the U.S. or the Canadian dollar and the U.S. and the U.S. dollar at parity. Well, not quite. Anyway, the Mexican peso having to round up real hard to get it, but can get it, climbing back up on top of the taco shell there at 8 cents U.S., although they are off 28 basis points in early trading. The euro this morning off 23 basis points at $1.39 against the U.S. dollar. The British pound off basis point at $1.60, and that Swiss franc off 16 basis points or 0.16%. at $1.13 U.S. The bond market this morning, we're going to be talking a little bit about bonds in a moment. The yield on the two-year U.S. Treasuries is at 0.28%. Your benchmark 10-year yield is at 2.24%, and the 30 is at 3.27%. So if you're a bond trader, well, there you go. In the mortgage pit, as they say, the 15-year fixed-rate national average mortgage continues this upward trend now that we're seeing over the last week or so, moving up from 3.32% in those 15-year fixed-rate mortgages to 3.47%, making it more expensive to get into the mortgage market. And the 30-year is moving up from 4.02% to 4.20%. So keep your eyes peeled on that if there's a house in your near future and you need financing. Of course, my recommendation is a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, which will get you done half the time. You'll have to pay a little bit more per month, but as you can see, with this interest rate differential, you may be saving more money by going to a 15-year, cutting your payments life in half, and then getting a lower interest rate to boot. So get in, get out, get it done quicker, and as often as you can, make payments on the back end of the mortgage, pay off your principal, pay off your principal every time you get a windfall, and get that mortgage out of your way in a hurry. Neither a borrower nor lender be, and that's my plan. Gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 52.31 ounces of gold or silver to bring one ounce of gold. Into the Econo Day calendar we go. Yesterday we had the Chicago Fed National Activity Index. Couldn't get to that this morning. The ICSC, Goldman Store Sales, is out. We'll go there. The Red Book will go there. Case-Shiller is going to be out. It is out. The Consumer Confidence is going to be out. I should go ahead and click on that one. Let's see if we can pick it up. And the FHFA House Price Index should be out. Tomorrow, durable goods orders, new home sales will be out, petroleum status report. On Thursday, of course, the GDP and the jobless claims. So just, you know, keep your eyes peeled on that. Pending home sales will be out on Thursday as well. Big day in the Econo Day calendar. On Friday, we're going to talk about personal income outlays and the employment cost index and the consumer sentiment. So we'll be ending our week with some important indicators, and we'll see what happens coming out of the EU as the finance ministers get together with their gurus and their Ouija boards and their crystal balls and try and figure out what the hell to do with the economy. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. Consumer confidence. How confident are you feeling this morning, Mr. and Mrs. America? The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index edged up 0.2 to 45.4 in September. Improvement was in expectations, which rose to 54 from a 52.4 in August. Of course, these are just numbers. All right? These are just numbers, Chartists, Wavis, and all that stuff, you know, economists. They're just numbers. The present situation index dropped to 32.5 from 34.3 as consumers reacted to heavy stock market losses and a soft labor market. Right? Underline that. As consumers reacted to heavy stock market losses. You know? Confidence may improve in early October on the recent improvement in equities. Well, we'll have to see about that. Here's the next one, the FHFA House Price Index. That's the Federal Housing Finance Agency, or the FHFA Housing Price Index. Purchase-only house price index in July rose for the fourth month in a row, advancing 0.8% after a 0.7% increase the prior month. The FHFA House Price Index covers mortgages financed by or bundled by federal housing agencies. That would be Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and they're not exactly federal. On a year-to-year basis, the FHFA HPI was down 3.3%. So, okay, what can I say? People are smarter than that. They know the economy sucks, and they're not going to go out and buy houses. Here's the next one, the Chicago Fed National Activity Index. Why do we go through these? This is the express lane, folks, for financial news. if we just go and look at the numbers that everybody's going to base their articles on, we can skip all these lengthy articles about the economy. All right? Is all they do is they take these numbers and then they go through their Rolodex and they call around to all their experts say. They get people's opinions and they add all the opinions together with this stuff and they fluff it all out and add a photograph and they call it journalism. Anyway, we skip all that, just go right to the horse's mouth. The National Activity Index improved to a minus 0.22 in September from a revised minus 0.59. It's still below zero to indicate below trend growth for the sixth straight month. Below trend growth. It's not quite being the same as a cadaver, but it's not exactly peppy either. The three-month average improved to a minus 0.21 from an unrevised 0.28. Anyway, employment-related indicators moved to a slightly positive ground, as did production-related indicators. Sales, orders, and inventories also moved to the positive side. Consumption and housing improved slightly, but remains deeply negative. All right? You can add a lot of words in front of that. They did. They threw in two big sentences. But it's consumption and housing improved slightly, but remains deeply negative. So it's just a little less bad today. All right? ICSC Goldman store sales. Mom and pop running out there to the grocery store and all the other places, going out to Macy's. Well, traffic thinned and sales softened.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
And so, as we see, there's fewer and fewer footfalls in the various shopping malls and stuff. People are just not going out to the stores, folks. Traffic thin and the sales stalled. Retail sales, here's another one. This is the Red Book. Retail sales softened slightly in the October 22nd week, with Red Book same store year-on-year tally at a plus 4.1%, which is at the low end of the trend. The report says activity is focused on staples. Staples. Reminds me, I'm getting a little low on staples myself, with Halloween sales so far on plan. Halloween sales. All these merchant man's holy days. Yeah. All Saints Eve. Right. Anyway, Red Book notes that some retailers are cutting prices on Halloween items to lure shoppers to higher margin products. So, be wise, folks. Just skip it. Why do people pee away their money on that sort of stuff? I don't know. Be nice, Will. We're supposed to support the economy and the Chambres du Commerce and the merchant man's holy days. The S&P Case-Shiller HPI, home price index, home prices at best may be stabilizing, according to Case-Shiller data that shows no change. That could be no change. House prices are stabilizing. The reading ends three prior months of a 0.1% decline. The unadjusted readings at a very weak plus 0.2% versus a plus 0.9% and a plus 1.1% in the two prior months points to price contraction in August, given that monthly readings in this report are 3 months averages. Now, don't forget, folks, they didn't mention the inflation rate. Yeah? Let's say inflation's running between someplace between 8 and perhaps 11%. And house prices are flat, that means they're going backwards. That's a problem with inflation, you know. It kills you. If you're not going up the same rate as inflation, things are going down. Nevertheless, the unadjusted year-on-year pace of minus 3.8% is the best reading since February, which was also dreadful, in what hints at a flattening in the slope of price contraction. So, you know, after you've had the last couple of blips there, on the cardiograph machine, it goes into a flat line, and that's what's happening. Flatline America. Well, anyway, let's go over and mess around with the Deutsche Bank. Why not? Deutsche Bank, UBS signal more jobs at risk as crisis persists. You know, maybe we ought to just do a little bit of theological time here and all just bow our heads and think about doubt, 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 and fear, 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 and worry, worry, worry. It's the old DFW blues. Now that we've got that behind us, let's get on with the article. Well, Aaron Kirchfield and Elena Logan Logutnikova. God, honey, change your name if you're going to be a writer. Deutsche Bank AG, DBK, and UBS AG, UBSN on the stock exchange. The biggest banks in Germany and Switzerland signaled more jobs may be at risk as the European sovereign debt crisis and the global economic slowdown crimp investment banking revenue. So the investment bankers are hurting for certain. Hard to find people to come in and squander their money, risking it on these dollar-denominated assets. But anyway, the Deutsche Bank chief financial officer, Stefan Kraus, said the Frankfurt-based lender will continue to adjust its platform. Adjusting its platform. I hope that's not a palace of justice, that they don't have any hangman's knots hanging above those platforms. But if the environment persists after announcing 500 job cuts earlier this month, his UBS counterpart, Tom Naratil, said in an interview today that a reorganization of the investment bank may lead to a lower headcount at the unit. Reorganization of the investment bank. Does that sound like bankruptcy on the wing? Possibly. Europe's biggest investment banks may have little choices but to accelerate asset and cost reductions. You know, remember when Ron Paul queried the Bernanke, is asking whether or not gold is money? the Bernanke had to scratch his head and think for a moment, find out what was politically correct. He says, well, it is an asset. Well, they're going to have to accelerate their asset and cost reductions. That's good. Amid worsening earnings, prospects and demands for more capital, UBS for demands and demands for more capital. They need more capital, right? More capital. Land, labor, and capital, they're short of capital. UBS in July abandoned its goal of doubling pre-tax profits by 2014. And they scrapped this full-year profit target earlier this month. So I guess they're not making their projections. Anyway, as the European leaders rush to tackle the Greece-led debt shock that threatens to tip the world into a recession. God, going to a recession from here, well, I don't know. The outlooks were very cautious because if the sovereign debt crisis isn't solved, the Eurozone may slip into a recession, and that would hurt the investment banks. Slip into a recession? Baby. Turn off the light, but leave your hat on. Deutsche Bank gained 1.8% to 29 euros by 12:58 p.m. in Frankfurt trading, reducing the decline this year to 26%. Why don't you just turn that light off permanently? The banking business should continue to be influenced during the next months by volatile global financial markets and lower trading volumes, lowering revenue in investment banking and asset management, Deutsche Bank said today. Quote, lack of credible and sustained resolution to the European sovereign debt crisis will continue to adversely impact client activity and revenue generation across corporate banking and securities. That's quite a statement. And then they're worried about the headwinds for growth. Prospects for a global economic growth remain largely contingent on the satisfactory resolution of euro sovereign debt and banking industry concerns, as well as issues surrounding U.S. economic growth, employment, and the U.S. federal budget deficit, the Swiss bank said. In the absence of such developments, current market conditions and trading activity are unlikely to improve materially, potentially creating headwinds for growth in revenues and net new money. Now, we can throw stones and joke all we want, but that is a pretty dismal report. Well, so is this one. Death toll and worst Turkey earthquake since the 1999 rises to 279, and hundreds are missing. Out of the Near East, this article off Bloomberg, Emery Perker, or Peaker, and Steve Bryant writing collaboratively, the death toll in a 7.2 magnitude earthquake in eastern Turkey climbed to 279 as rescue workers search for hundreds of people trapped under the rubble in the country's worst natural disaster or catastrophe since 1999. At least 2,262 buildings collapsed in the quake that struck a region near the Iranian border yesterday, about 13 kilometers or 700 miles east of Istanbul. The government said tens of people are being constantly removed from the rubble. We don't know what condition they're in. Well, might step over and ask, you know. But anyway, they go on and talk about their whole hospitals and the schools being all screwed up. About 7,000 tents have been distributed throughout the province, the Deputy Prime Minister Bezir Adalay said. Many more tents, heaters, and blankets, especially since the weather will get colder, are on their way here. There will be no shortages. And then it continues, Noah's Ark, they talk about all that stuff. Well, let's go ahead and give it. I mean, if they're going to put Noah's Ark in a news article, I got to report it. Noah's Ark, the Templar, now they use this word, you know, interchangeably. They're trying to float this and get this out there as a meme. You know, they want people to think of earthquakes as Templars. You know, we used to have tremors, and we used to have earthquakes, all right? And sometimes you'd say a shake. But they're introducing this Spanish word, this Spanish language word here, the Templar. Well, we'll find out about the Templar and the Old Testament and Noah's Ark in a moment.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so now we're going to have to turn on the storytelling lamp. So if you've got little ones in the house, you might want to give them a couple of chores to do, like go out and bring in the eggs from the hen house or take the garbage out or bring in water. Anyway, the Temblor struck towns and villages across the province, which lies just south of Mount Ararat, the highest mountain in Turkey, at 5,137 meters. Note this now, 16,854 feet, where the Old Testament says the Noah's Ark came to rest. What do you think about that now? Think about that. 16,854 feet depth of water. All right? 40 days and 40 nights. Right? Think about the size of the planet Earth. Just do some rough calculations and get the surface skin firmly in your mind. And then in 40 days and 40 nights, 16,854 feet of water and more, because the ark settled there, ostensibly covered the planet Earth when the heavens opened and the geysers sprung up. Of course, in these days, they thought that the Earth was flat, sitting on the back of a turtle. And so a story like this could float, you know, if you're sitting around the campfire tending your goats and sheep. The question is, where did that water go? One of them. But secondly, how would anything survive? Nothing would survive. Nothing would survive under the water pressure. Think of the water pressure at the bottom. You know, they couldn't go down and deal with that oil well, Macondo well, at 5,000 feet. They just didn't have anything to go down that deep in the water. And then think about the humidity in the air that would be released under an inundation of that magnitude. It wouldn't make any difference whether you had an ark of chittimwood, and I don't care how well you caulk the seams, you wouldn't be able to breathe in that atmosphere. It'd be almost pure water. Anyway, we're supposed to believe this story about Noah's Ark. And there's a lot of problems like that. I don't know how many of you have ever heard of a guy named Dr. Elliot Lesser, Bible's Review SS, Dr. Elliot Lesser, L-E-S-S-E-R, BiblesReview.com, I think. And anyway, he's written a very interesting book, and he just basically goes through the Bible verse by verse, book by book, and reveals some other thoughts. And you might find it interesting to read. I've always been really troubled about this particular story. 16,854 feet of water covering the entire surface of the planet. I guess Al Gore's rising ocean levels and the concern about the polar bears would be left long behind, wouldn't it? Anyway, how do you get two amoebas to come on call? And they came two by two. Into the ark. Uh-huh. And if you didn't make it into the ark, you perished in the inundation. Right. More than 3,750 rescue workers were in van or heading there from about 48 provinces. The Disaster and Emergency Management Presidency said in a statement, ambulances, generators, and search dogs were also arriving. So I guess they've got FEMA in Turkey as well. Let's move along. Canada dollar gains to parity with greenback before the Bank of Canada acts. Well, it didn't exactly get to parity, but it's close. Chris Fournier, writing this one for Bloomberg, Canada's dollar strengthens through par with the greenback on optimism. Officials will forge a plan that contains the region's debt crisis before the Bank of Canada delivers its policy decision. Kind of an interesting roundabout way of getting an article started. The currency remained higher after Statistics Canada reported August retail sales rose more than forecast. All 27 economists surveyed by Bloomberg News predicted that the Ottawa-based central bank will leave its policy rate at 1%. Well, we're down at about 0.25%. They say where it's been since September of 2010. We're not expecting much from the Bank of Canada, said Blake Jesperson, director of foreign exchange in Toronto at the Bank of Montreal in a telephone interview. Quote, they'll stick to the script. The bank will be somewhat of a non-event, and Europe remains the focus. Shared that with you because of that peculiar phrase. How revealing, Mr. Jesperson. Thank you for including that in your article. Quote, they'll stick to the script. That pretty well lets you know how controlled the entire global financial house is, doesn't it? Inflation peaking in the U.S. as price tumbles. I wonder if this is part of the script. As Whitney McFerrin writes this one for Bloomberg, the biggest rout in commodities is the global recession may be a sign that the fastest U.S. inflation in 3 years is peaking. Are we at the top? The fastest U.S. inflation peaking? Are we at the top? Is it all downhill from here? Are we in recovery? I think not. I think QE 96.2 is coming still. The Standard & Poor's GSCI index of 24 commodities entered a bear market last month after sliding more than 20% from a two-year high in April on concern that slower growth will cut demand. A slump in the gauge from a 2008 record preceded a drop in inflation, while a 2009 rebound caused the consumer price index to climb. Raw materials fell 12% in September as the CPI rose 3.9%. You've got to get into these numbers, folks. These guys love numbers. They write all this stuff down as if this is authority or something. I don't know. I think they're whipping them out of the air myself or from an orifice. There is a sense that headline inflation is receding. About you, but I don't see any notice of that here. Thanks, gas prices continue to go up. Now crude oil is at $94.33 a barrel. I would imagine the gas and diesel in this area will go over $4 in the near days. There's a sense that headline inflation is receding. Things have been a little more tame the last few months. You know, I heard about this anticipation in the price of peanuts going up and the peanut butter was going to get really costly. A 40% increase. I know how to spell savings. little birdie tells me that peanut butter is going to go up by 40%, so I take a $100 bill and I went on a driving trip. Went out and I bought all of the Smucker's natural peanut butter in a four-state area. I'm good to go, baby. I'm going to be saving some money on my favorite spread. That's right. All I want in my peanut butter is peanuts and salt. How come they put that kosher label on there? That what's kosher about peanuts and salt? Maybe they get their salt from the Dead Sea. I don't know. Anyway, that's good news for shoppers, they say here. Things have been a little more tame in the last few months than they were earlier in the year when you had this relentless push higher in energy prices especially. Well, looks like we're having another push higher in energy prices ever since they buried Gaddafi this morning or yesterday in an unmarked grave hidden in the desert. How disrespectful. 40-some years of service as the leader of their country and they hide his body in the desert. Wow. Anyway. That's good news for shoppers, manufacturers, and Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, whose efforts to revive the economy have been criticized for risking faster inflation. Lower commodity costs accounting for 40% of the CPI would give the Bernanke even more flexibility to shore up growth. Shore up growth. Wow. The benchmark measure for prices will slow to 2.1%, according to a median estimate of 75 economists in the Bloomberg News. Well, that's that one. Let's go to the next one, find out what's happened to our coffee prices. Colombia coffee crop may miss the forecast after bad weather. Interesting article. Boy, maybe they need to get a hold of Benjamin Livingston over there at Weather Modification, Inc. Heather Walsh writing this one by herself, apparently, for Bloomberg. Colombia, the world's second largest supplier of Arabica coffee beans, may produce its smallest crop in 2 years. In 2011 because of excess rain that poses a risk for next year's harvest, according to Top Growers Leader. Here's the story. Output may slide to less than 8.5 million bags this year. Scroll down, pick it up. It's 132. Yes, each bag weighs 60 kilograms or 132 pounds. Okay, so when we're talking about bags of coffee, that's what we're talking about. Here we go. Output may slide to less than 8.5 million, do the math, times 132 pounds. Bags this year, said Mario Gomez, a member of the board of Colombia's National Federation of Coffee Growers for almost three decades. May slide to less than 8.5 million bags. In August, the Federation cut its forecast to 9 million bags from 9.5 million previously. So they're down a whole million. Not quite a tenth. Last year's crop was 8.9 million bags, so they're not far off last year's output. Output could be hit mainly because of the weather, Gomez said in an interview, nod, nod, wink, wink, near the city of Manizales in the heart of Colombia's, you know, Scott Stevens says that there is no natural weather on the planet anymore, but, you know, can you take the word of it in a meteorologist who's been studying the climate change fiasco for all this time. Anyway, Colombia's central coffee growing region production isn't responding. Coffee, like no other product, needs light and periods of dry weather, he said. Light and periods of dry weather. Well, stop putting up those chemtrails.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, of course, even though we're, you know, supposed to believe that prices are going down or something, well, you can anticipate an article like this is just letting you know that coffee prices are going to go up, and they have. Coffee has jumped 25% in 12 months, as many of you, I'm sure, if you enjoy coffee as I do, have noticed. You know, I'm down on the bottom shelf now trying to find something tolerable to drink that's still within my budget. $8 and $9 a pound for coffee is a little bit stronger than I like my coffee prices. Anyway, again, coffee has jumped 25% in 12 months as lower production in Colombia contributes to a slide in stockpiles of the bean brewed by Starbucks Company and Dunkin' Brands Group. The outlook for a smaller Colombian crop fuels concerns about a lack of supplies. Sterling Smith, an analyst at Country Hedging in St. Paul, Minnesota, said today in a phone interview. See how they do that? They got to have a Rolodex full of lots of experts say, and then they can call around and they can go, "Hey, Sterling, what's happening with those Arabicas from Colombia?" And he'll say, "Wow, man, they're going up. Thanks. I'm going to put it in a story." There's nervousness about beans. That's kind of startling. There's nervousness about beans in the market that's starting to affect the price. That nervousness, it means we'll still be short beans. Short beans. And we're short on beans, baby. Short on beans. Arabica coffee futures for December delivery rose 5.9 cents or 2.4% to settle at $2.51 a pound at 1 p.m. on the ICE Futures Index. I haven't seen coffee at $2.51 a pound in my life. But I guess by the time you roast it and pack it into fancy packaging and tin cans and send it out to the groceries, it's bound to go up about 400%. And that's what it seems to be doing, about $10 or $12 a pound. Well, I guess it's 10 bucks for a two-pound tin. Of course, they're not two-pound tins, if you notice. They no longer use the number 10 can. No, no, no. Now they're using those short plastic things. And they scoop some of the coffee out, and you won't ever notice it because you didn't see them slipping in the new packaging. Wet weather disrupted the flowering, cut the Colombian production this month, and will continue to contribute to declines in the fourth quarter. Wet weather. It's not too difficult to create rain. You know, they've not have done that for a long time. I wonder if there's anybody tinkering with the weather to increase the price of coffee. You know, if you can raise the price, you can cut production. And if you can cut production, that means that more people can be out of work. That means that you can spend more, less time in the field, more time in the cabin. So I guess it's just a good thing. You get a little bit more rain, a few less beans, we get the same amount of money, and we don't have to work as long. That's a pretty good gig. This year is a difficult one in terms of production, too. We can't change the climate, Gomez said. We can't change the climate. What, he doesn't have his number in the Rolodex? And changing the climate for 50 years, Gomez. Damn sure can change the climate. What's wrong with you, bud? Colombia is bracing for a possible resurgence of above-average rainfall. Uh-oh. I wonder if Michelle Obama is involved in this. She doesn't like going to the McDonald's restaurant either. Colombia is bracing for a possible resurgence of above-average rainfall in December through March, as forecasters predict the return of the weather pattern La Nina. Not La Nina. It's coming in, the child that brings wet weather and affects flowering. La Nina also may curb output in Brazil, the largest producer of Arabica beans. Well, it's just not too good. Plant replacements, so they're trying to do all kinds of things. But they're having a problem with leaf rust disease, and it's been very, very bad. You know, talking about squandering money and cutting the budget, as the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction is mandated to do relatively soon, about Thanksgiving time, they need to have this $1.5 trillion under control. Pentagon says Marine F-35 model is successful in its first sea trials. This is a real expensive little piece of work here. Tony Capaccio and Gopal Ratnam, collaboratively writing this one for Bloomberg, the first sea trials of the Lockheed Martin Corp. I thought this was an airplane. Well, it is. But I guess they're taking them out to sea. The F-35 Joint Strike Fighter model, designed for the Marine Corps, were successfully completed last week, the program office said today. Now, that would be really good news, wouldn't it? It sure would be, if this was a new thing. But this isn't new. And they've been trying to get a successful test flight for a long time. The F-35B short takeoff and vertical landing version. It's those vertical landings that really are kind of scary. Its version finished 3 weeks of tests on the Marine amphibious assault ship, the USS Wasp, achieving, quote, all planned flight envelope test points. Well, this is a real boondoggle, by the way. You can go up and find it on Wikipedia. I did. Lockheed Martin F-35 Lightning II. It's a joint strike fighter, and here it is. The Lockheed Martin F-35 Lightning, off of Wiki, is a family of single-seat, single-engine, fifth-generation, multi-role fighters under development to perform ground attack, reconnaissance, and air defense missions with stealth capability. Just what we need, right? More war toys. The F-35 has three main models. One is a conventional takeoff and landing variant. The second is a short takeoff and vertical landing variant. Be very careful about those vertical landings. Keep your hand on the ejection seat button. And the third is a carrier-based variant. The F-35 is descended from the X-35, the product of the Joint Strike Fighter, JSF, program. The JFS program is being principally funded by the United States, with the United Kingdom and other partner governments providing additional funding. Well, it goes on. The United States intends to buy a total of 2,443 aircraft for an estimated $323 billion, making it the most expensive defense program ever. I say cut this one. Ron Paul, let's cut this one. Let's just cut the F-35 out completely and save ourselves about $323 billion in one fell swoop, or one swell swoop, depending on how you write the words. $323 billion. Well, let's go down through the details on the right here. It's a stealth role, stealth multi-role fighter. The national origin is the United States. The manufacturer is Lockheed Martin Aeronautics. The first flight was on the 15th of December of 2006. Let's see now. This is 2011. It's 5 years. trying to get to today, all right, where they had a successful flight. In initial production in U.S. service as a training aircraft, I thought this was a fighter. It's a training aircraft. Produced from 2006 until present, 13 flight test aircrafts have been built. The unit cost? The F-35A costs $122 million. That's the flyaway cost. All right? That means one that works. The F-35B costs $150 million apiece, and that's the average cost in 2011. And that's the one the article was about, $150 million a pop. The F-35C, U.S. 139-5M, has an average cost of $139.5 million. And then note the average cost excludes the development cost. And so we had to subsidize all the development costs. The F-35A weapons system unit, I mean, if you wanted to do something other than to look fierce, costs an additional $183.5 million. So, you know, it's like you got a holster, and it's a dandy holster. There ain't no gun in it. It takes an additional $183.5 million to put a gun in the holster. Well, this doesn't seem like such a good idea. You look at it from the standpoint of 2,243 units. Well, let's go on. At a potential cost of $382 billion, the F-35 is the Pentagon's largest ever weapons program intended to deliver about 3,000 airplanes. These 3,000 airplanes are what, $150 million each. Now, it takes about $20 million, at least in the 1980 dollars that I'm familiar with, to build from ground up, from scratch, an 80-acre high school complex with state-of-the-art everything, including dual football stadiums, dual basketball stadiums, basketball gymnasiums, dual baseball diamonds, dual softball diamonds, tennis courts, swimming pools, a Olympic running track. I built one of those, $20 million with M.A. Mortensen Construction. Think of all the schools we could build for this kind of money, for goodness sake.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Thank you.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 25th, 2011, Head Scratcher Tuesday here. Looking at our expensive F-35B short takeoff and vertical landing version, finished 3 weeks of tests on the Marine Amphibious Assault Ship. Not even working on this one for 5 years. These bad boys run about $120 million a pop. Empty. All right? Flyaway cost. Doesn't include all the rest of the armaments and stuff like that, apparently. But the potential cost here is $382 billion. This program is way the hell out of the picture here. You know? Anyway, my suggestion was, yeah, I understand. You know, they do make, you know, keep people employed over at Lockheed. But they're really raking a lot of do-re-mi off the top to keep this little dog and pony show going, you know. Lockheed forfeited $28 million out of $35 million because it failed to meet its targets. Lockheed Martin, the world's largest defense contractor, is seeking to improve its F-35 jet development work to earn as much as $52.5 million in performance fees so that they can get one to get the engines to fire off and lift off the ground. I guess they get $52.5 million in performance fees, or they're performing on the contract. If they deliver on time, they get extra money on top of these exorbitant prices. But if you just take that kind of millions, just take those millions, $122 million, got a good lead in the chat room, you know, you could build a couple of hospitals fully equipped with that. Yeah, it's true. You know, Lockheed Martin, the guys over there, you know, twiddling the dials and running the castings, they're making do-re-mi. They're employed, all right? But what are we building? Something that's throwaway? Something you fly over someplace and some guy with a, you know, shoulder-fired rocket blows it out of the sky? What kind of insanity is this? You know, I've told you before, if we're going to stick with this, you know, insane military-industrial complex, we need to set aside, dedicate a place down in the Grand Canyon, you know? We'll have review stands, you know, and all these paved parking lots and hotels and places, you know, like Denny's and Stuckey's and things like that around in there, you know, Motel 6. And that way, you know, you can, you know, get a letter from, you know, your captain commander, and he'll tell you when your son or your daughter is expected to show up there, you know. And so they'll come down on review stand, they'll go around, they've got their marching bands, their little banners, and the Marines, and we've got the Army, and everybody's in their uniform. And then we'll just have a ramp, and they just march them off the edge and fall down into the Grand Canyon. They can kill themselves if they want to, but they don't hurt anybody else. They can drive their little tanks, you know, drive them down from the factory, drive along in the tank and wave the flags and everybody and shoot the gun and things like that, then just drive it off the edge of the Grand Canyon and fall down, kill everyone aboard. And down below, we can have crematoriums, you know, mortuaries and things like that, sort all the parts out, recycling facility. We'll just take all of the natural resources and put them back into the plants and whatnot. We can contain this insanity. If that's what we want to do, if this is how we want to, you know, invest our time and our energy, we could do that. We can keep everybody employed, you know, and please all the parents and the churches, you know, wave the flags, be the martyrs, you know, Martyr for America program, that sort of thing. But we would not have to take our insanity and visit it upon the rest of the world. We have a nice, vibrant economy, you know, that kind of the idea. Every now and then we'll just swoop down with an F-35 and right into the side of the canyon. Maybe they could fire a couple of rockets at the canyon wall as they fly into it. You know, they just clean up all the mess, recycle everything, you know. Give a lot of medals to people. We've got a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart. We could contain this insanity. If not, if we want to do something more intelligent, perhaps we could improve the lifestyle of the people of this country for our tax dollars. And in so doing, improve the lifestyle of the rest of the planet. People like the Libyans wouldn't have to fear that in the middle of the night, Barry the usurper would get some wild hair in an orifice and have this intense burning desire to stamp out another people's existence. Maybe we could stay out of Kenya. Let the Lord's Resistance Army take care of their own business. You know what I mean?
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts,
attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Verkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Verkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Verkey Guy offers amazing specials for Verkey Water Filtration Systems. The Verkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Verkey Light System today, complete with two black Verkey elements for only $231, and the Verkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Verkey Light, the Verkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Verkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find Outboard. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now in our second hour of today's transmission, the first hour of variety of news, as we often do, most often do, I should underline, highlight that, and we're going to close out the news segment on this one, all right, talking about solar weather, solar panels and all that solar insanity. Well, here's a little solar sanity. Siemens solar purchases flop on poor timing. Well, okay, free energy. Free money, too, right? Well, not always. Didn't work out too well for Siemens on this one. Anyway, Richard Weiss, writing this one for Siemens AG, Chief Executive Officer Peter Loescher, is finding that the single largest acquisition he made in the past 4 years may turn out to be one too many. Loescher paid $418 million for the Solel solar systems in 2009 to expand into solar thermal power. Solar thermal power. The asset has floundered as governments in sun-rich countries curtailed spending on infrastructure, and lower prices for solar panels make Solel's technology harder to market. Right? It's all based on subsidies. That's the idea behind sustainable development. Sustain means to prop up or to shore up something that on its own would collapse, and that's what happened here to Solel solar systems in 2009. Continuing, they're not getting enough money, money from you and me. Unless we subsidize these free energy programs, they turn out to be not so free. The acquisition was awkwardly timed, said Michael Hagman, an analyst at Nomura International Limited in London, who expects 250 million euros in expenses for the solar and hydropower unit when Munich-based Siemens reports earnings on November 10th. In the short term, Siemens definitely paid too much. He advises investors buy Siemens shares. Why? You gotta wonder. Because they're stupid? Anyway, Loescher, Siemens, Solel, you get the idea? I think we're zeroing in on the Near East. Loescher had sought to duplicate the success of wind turbines. That's right. We were investing and doing pretty well in horses, and all of a sudden we decided to buy aardvarks. Unfortunately, our investment in aardvarks didn't turn out the same way as our investment in horses. Well, Loescher had sought to duplicate the success of wind turbines and help edge sales from sustainable and renewable sources toward 40 billion euros or $55 billion. Siemens has been largely absent from deal-making under Loescher. No wonder. The board of directors probably told him to, you know, put it back in your wallet and stay there. As he focused on overcoming a bribery scandal and tightening the portfolio around healthcare, energy, and industrial gear, contributing to an 18.87 billion cash pile that is among the largest in Europe. So they're not broke. And they got plenty to play with, but he keeps burning money up like crazy on these Ponzi schemes. So Siemens' solar foray was followed by austerity programs in countries such as Greece, Italy, and Spain that are suitable for the technology. Right? So they were designing technology that was going to have to be subsidized by the ratepayer, and the countries that they were designing the technology for went broke. Well, wow, not a good thing. Solel makes the solar thermal power plants that use curved mirrors, focusing sunlight that heats liquids in receivers to power steam turbines, generating electricity. The technology differs from photovoltaic plants using solar cell panels that generate electricity directly from the sun and are mass-produced with the help of government subsidies. Shall we say that again for you one more time? The technology differs from photovoltaic plants using solar cell panels that generate electricity directly from the sun and are mass-produced with the help of government subsidies. Oh, there's no free market here. We're going to study socialism in a moment with our good friend Ludwig von Mises. The solar thermal industry is still in the manufacturing phase with a lot of human labor involved, said Oliver Drebling, excuse me, of SRH Ulster Research AG. Siemens may write off the entire goodwill on Solel as the business developed. And, of course, my audience knows what goodwill is. You know, it's valuable. That's what Goldman Sachs is trying to repair these days, is to improve their goodwill because it has market value. All right. But anyway, they might write off the entire goodwill on Solel as the business developed completely different than Siemens had hoped for. Well, I'll just get down to the punchline. It's an Israeli company, folks. It's an Israeli company. And the price paid was very high, and this was clearly a strategic deal with a long-term view, and it didn't work out for them. Not good at all. Well, interesting stuff. Before we go into Ludwig von Mises and advance our understanding of socialism just a little bit further, I want to share with you this relatively concise summary of business. I found this in the Chapter 19 of the Accounting Principles, 4th edition, by a fellow named Noble, published back in 1945. Here I am halfway through this 700-page textbook, and it's a detailed book. This isn't the Rapid Rudy's route to passing accounting, I can assure you. The test questions at the end of each chapter are intense, and the exercises that they want you to do are exhausting. A corporation, here now, is ready to carry on its operation after a part or all of its stock has been sold. So we hear about these IPOs, the initial public offerings. But again, there's these three things that are necessary. A corporation is ready to carry on its operation after a part or all of its stock has been sold, the charter has been obtained, and the preliminary data have been recorded in the books. So you might check on, you know, you incorporated. Do you have a charter? Everybody likes to think, well, you know, we're incorporated because we have this all caps name. That means we're corporations. Do you have a charter? Who issued your charter? Have you sold any stock? Is there any stock on you? Do you sell shares, common or preferred? And the preliminary data have been recorded in the books. Well, we know that they're recorded, you know, our preliminary data was recorded in the books. Day of birth, time of birth, mother's maiden name and father's name, you know, the attending medical officio, all that, you know, your blood type, how long your feet were, you know. They got all of your DNA samples and everything like that. But anyway, continuing, the fact that a business is incorporated does not mean that its activities are distinctly different from those of a sole proprietorship or a partnership. So there are certain technicalities that have to be, you know, brought forward first before you can incorporate. But after it's been incorporated, it operates somewhat like a sole proprietor or a partnership. It's not terribly different, although there are some technical differences. No matter what its legal organization may be, an enterprise must buy to sell or produce to sell. It must incur expenses and realize profits if it is to continue in business, and it must have these various transactions recorded in books of account in order to show its financial condition. We'll continue right there, right after this.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
Okay, once again, just kind of a trip through memory lane when education was education in America 1945. Again, this is a book titled Accounting Principles. It was written by Howard S. Noble for the Southwestern Publishing, 1945, on page 410 of this fine old book in hard copy right in front of me on my radio table here. No matter what its legal organization may be, an enterprise must buy to sell. Or produce to sell. It must incur expenses and realize profits. Making real. Realize is important. All of these words have importance. You know, they have a meaning. Their meanings are important. How they're used. They realize profits. They must buy to sell. Or they must produce to sell. Businesses don't go into business just to go broke. They go into business to make money. All right? If it is to continue in business, and it must have these various transactions recorded in books of account in order to show its financial condition. Now, they've already explained in the course of this book why corporations have to do this. They're under charter, you see. They become an agent here, an agency relationship with the state, or the state that they're incorporated in. Delaware Corporation and stuff like that, you've heard of that. Right? And it has to have all these various transactions recorded in books of account. The difference in legal status, powerful stuff being said in these two paragraphs, the difference in legal status between the corporation and the other forms of business organization does not affect operations to a great extent. So your status isn't really what changes everything. Or your status does change everything, but what you're doing is basically the same. You're still raising up your sons and your daughters in your little U-incorporated existence. However, since the existence of a corporation is the result of procuring a charter. So I wonder about all these, you know, Patriot legal beagles out there. They keep telling us, you know, that we're incorporated, we're a company, we're a corporation. And you can tell that because, of course, your name is all in caps. As if the, you know, cap lock key was stuck on every computer in America. And they always put your surname, your family name, first, comma, then your given name, your Christian name. But that just makes for pretty easy, you know, alphabetic listings, you know, really. I mean, if you've ever done a database, you know why you do that. But nevertheless, it does look peculiar when you see it spelled out that way. You've never written it that way, probably. Although I letter everything, I always write in capitals. Since the existence of a corporation is the result of procuring a charter, my question is, where's our charter? Did you procure a charter? The corporation is necessarily subject to the regulations and the provisions set forth in that doctrine. I was having a little trouble, as some of you might recall, with the city of Exeter giving me a little bit of flap and static about my 1961 Chevrolet carryall that's parked in my driveway on a concrete pad that I floored and placed. Specifically for parking that fine old antique truck on, and I don't intend to move it. I'm not going to move it. I haven't moved it, and, you know, they can go fly a kite or tell me how to, you know, mow my lawn or what kind of equipment I should use around my place or how often I should trim my bushes, you know. But again, while I was talking with Hal Anthony, he says, well, go to the city, you know, go to the town there and get the charter. Because why? Well, the existence of a corporation is the result of procuring a charter. They had to procure one to become the Corporation of Exeter. And the corporation is necessarily subject to the regulations and the provisions set forth in that document. They're subject to those provisions and regulations, and so having a certified copy, of the original charter for your town or city or county might be very informative, very valuable. But certainly for myself, if I'm going to be treated in courts of law and in the world as a corporation, somebody's going to need to show me a charter because I ain't seen one yet. But when you are a corporation, you become necessarily subject to the regulations and provisions set forth in that document. What is this, fraudulent conversion? Fraudulent concealment? It is subject also to the national and the state laws relating to corporations. Otherwise, it acts as does a sole proprietorship or a partnership. Two very important, informative, insightful paragraphs written there in 1945 so that the young person studying accounting would know a little bit more about what a corporation is. And a corporation is ready to carry on its operations only after a part of all of its stock has been sold. Who bought my stock? Why don't I have any of those shares? Do I have preferred stock, common? Is there a holding company? The charter's been obtained, and the preliminary data has been recorded in the books. I want my books. I want to see my books if I'm a corporation. Corporation stocks and bonds, this is chapter 21, page 437. When money is invested in a corporation, the corporation is expected to earn profits out of which dividends will be paid to the investors. You don't go into business for nothing. People don't invest money in a corporation for nothing. They expect to get paid, just like the people in Libya were getting paid by Muammar Gaddafi. He set up a corporation for them all there, and they got free housing and free schools and free medical and all that sort of stuff. Why? Well, because they were wealthy. They were selling some of the best light sweet crude, Brent crude, in all of the Mediterranean basin. He was just reinvesting their profits, as a good trustee ought to. But I guess the bankers didn't like that. He was developing maybe a free people. That's dangerous on this planet, I can tell you that. In previous chapters, corporation capital was shown to be contributed largely by stockholders who participated in corporate profits through dividend declaration. So here we've got the people out in Wall Street, you know, Occupy Wall Street all over the world, Occupy this and Occupy that. And they got their signs and they're out there yelling on the sidewalk with the bullhorn boy and the rest of them. They're looking for seeking a redress of grievance, but they're yelling at buildings, edifices, monuments. Those buildings can't do anything for you. Even if you were able to get Lloyd Blankfein or Jamie Dimon to come down to the sidewalk, you could piss and moan and scream and shout and holler and act otherwise like a spoiled child getting all red in the face, but they can't help you. They're subject to the stockholders. Actually, they're subject to the board of directors. And then the board of directors are responsible or held accountable to the stockholders. And so you might find out that there's a half a dozen or more people in the crowd out there with their signs going back and forth, marching up and down, wearing out the sidewalk, who are actually stockholders. They have money in those banks. Some of the people realized that, tried to get their money out of the bank so they wouldn't look foolish, sitting there protesting at Goldman Sachs with a Goldman Sachs checkbook or something. Anyway, in previous chapters, corporation capital was shown to be contributed largely by the stockholders who participated in corporate profits through dividend declarations. So these trust funds and, you know, police and fire funds and all this, you know, retirement funds that are invested by these Goldman Sachs and the others, you know, these are the people. Why aren't you bitching over there? Why aren't you picketing at a school, for God's sakes? Or at your town hall? Or your state government? You know, they went and they occupied, you know, Scott Walker's rotunda over there. Those are the people that are making the money here, not the corporation. The corporation takes a little off the top. They're like McDonald's. They just ride a tariff, you know, 1 or 2%, half a percent here, that 2% there. It's just that the billions and billions have been served. They make a lot of money. Corporations might issue two kinds of stock, preferred and common. The preferred with a prior but limited claim on the earnings, and the common with a secondary but unlimited claim on the balance. And it comes into things like limited liability and unlimited liability. You know, this is insurance fraud. This is this whole idea that you could actually indemnify yourself against whatever the creator of the universe could throw at you. We studied that a little bit when we were looking at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, you know. Interesting stuff, though. increases the complexity of the challenge of restoring a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government.
Radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, we've got a real trouble in the world. You know, we've got all these members of the Council for National Policy and the followers that follow Tim LaHaye, you know, and that thing that goes on there, you know, the battle on for your mind. They're really concerned about humanism, the secular humanists, that, you know, they're terrified of the concept. But, you know, you go back to 1828, Noah Webster's 1828, you know, dictionary. Here's the definition of humanist. It's a professor of grammar and rhetoric. Wow. Damn, that's frightening, isn't it? A humanist is a professor, one that professes grammar and rhetoric. Well, we discovered a little bit about that when we were studying the Trivium. A lot of other people out there study that too, you know. Trivium, teach all about it, which is basically just grammar and logic and rhetoric, all right? Humanism. A humanist. What's a humanist? One that professes grammar and rhetoric. Well, no wonder we've gotten all dumbed down and keep listening to these religionists that try and drive us away from grammar and rhetoric, you know? So it's all LOL and LM. Oh, I don't know how you even do those things. Anyway, I've almost figured out how to make a happy face on the keyboard, but Not too good at it yet, but I'll get it. I'm sure I will. One versed in the knowledge of human nature. Damn, that's frightening, isn't it? One versed in the knowledge of human nature. Let's go on a little bit further and take a look at, well, what is a secular humanist then? Why would that maybe that you have to have the adjective to really get frightened. You know, it's going to have to be dramatic. Well, what is that? What is secular? Well, secular is a, there are many different definitions here, lots of them. Maybe we just start at the top, the most common. It's pertaining to this present world. Duh! That's scary, isn't it? Grammar and rhetoric pertaining to this present world, that'd be a secular humanist, right? Or to things not spiritual or holy. You know, as Christianity spread west, it was like a box was put down over the mind of man. Everybody quit worrying about today and they put everything off to, there's a better world coming by and by, Lord. By. Well, maybe, you know, we need to pay attention to the things that are in the here and now. That's part of the problem. We keep putting things off to tomorrow that we could do today. If we do it today and like it, we could probably do it again tomorrow. If we do it today and find it's not beneficial, we could stop doing it. Like the F-35 fighter jet, for instance. But again, the first, the highest, the sense, the meaning of the word secular is pertaining to this present world, or to things not spiritual or holy, like Mount Ararat, 16,000 feet of water across the entire planet Earth. Right. Where'd that water come from? But more importantly, where did it go? And how did it? Where did it go so fast, as the Bible says? Wow. 40 days and 40 nights, 16,000 feet of water. And then, whew, it was gone in less than a year. Where did it go? Filled up the aquifers, that's right. filled up the hollow earth, that's it. Anyway, pertaining to this present world or to things not spiritual or holy, relating to things not immediately or primarily respecting the soul, but the body. That's the laws of nature, nature's God. Man moves. Man breathes, man drinks, man eats, man excretes, man procreates. Basic, fundamental understanding of what are the laws of nature and nature's God. And then there's the natural sciences that are related to that. Primarily respecting the soul, but the body, worldly, things of this world. The secular concerns of life respect making provision for the support of life. The preservation of health, the temporal prosperity of men, of states, etc. Secular power is that which superintends and governs the temporal affairs of men, the civil or the political power, and is contradistinguished from the spiritual or the ecclesiastical power. Among Catholics, not regular, not bound by monastic vows or rules, not confined to a monastery or subject to the rules of a religious community, thus we say the secular clergy and the regular clergy. Interesting, huh? That's worthy to be frightened of. Wow. No wonder we're in such a bind. Anyway, maybe we can move some of them aside and get on with the things of this world. We'd be a little better off today. Take care of the business at hand. The great business of investment banking, we talked about that. The great business of investment banking and the huge volumes of trading on the stock exchanges give evidence of the present-day interest in corporation stocks. The corporation has become the great capital assembling unit of modern business. You know, when you try and do something other than having a Kool-Aid stand on the roadside, of course, you're going to be careful with that now. They'll arrest you. They'll tase you, and they'll steal your lemons. Yes, they will. They'll impound them. They'll seize them. It's asset forfeiture and seizure. And they could do that. But since some investors prefer a guaranteed income in the form of interest and an assurance of the return of the investment at some date in the future, many corporations have sought this form of capital through the issuance of corporate bonds. But again, the corporation has become the greatest capital assembling unit. If you want to do something big, you're going to need a lot of big money. Money, money, money. And John and Jane Average don't have any money. Money, money. So they have to be able to put together a business plan, start a corporation, and go out and seek capital through the sale of an IPO, an initial public offering. That's how Apple was built and IBM and everybody else like that who BMs. Continuing again, some investors prefer a guaranteed income. Somebody's going to put the money up. in the form of interest and an assurance of the return of the investment at some date in the future, and many corporations have sought this form of capital through the issuance of corporate bonds. We give you the bonds every day. My question is, who the hell is going to buy these bonds? Government bonds. Trillions and trillions and trillions. They're looking for an assurance of the return of the investment? Who's going to pay them back? At some date in the future? Such capital is for the corporation. Borrowed capital involves periodic interest payments together with the ultimate return of the capital. Ultimately, someone's going to have to return the capital. And they just keep loaning it into existence. You want to talk about insanity? I went to sleep one night on the planet Earth, woke up on the planet stupider, and it's been getting stupider and stupider every year. But closer examination shows that these arguments, Ludwig von Mises writes in regards to socialism, lead to only two conceivable alternatives: free obedience to the moral law with no compulsion save that the individual conscience, or enforced service under a system of reward and punishment. All of these various specious arguments about what a man will and what a man won't do, they all come down to these. These arguments lead to only two conceivable alternatives: free obedience to a moral law with no compulsion save that of the individual conscience, or enforced service under a system of reward and punishment. Now, as we found yesterday, neither of these are going to achieve the intended end. The means don't get to the end. The former supplies no sufficient incentive to persist in overcoming the disutility of labor, even though it is publicly extolled on every possible occasion. How many times have you heard about those Mexicans creeping across our southern border? Oh, they're hard workers. Well, Jorge Bush was a hard worker. He said it all the time. It's hard work. It's hard work. Remember? But the former supplies no sufficient incentive to persist in overcoming. You know, the little donkey or jackass, he will pull a cart if you hook him up right. Provided, however, that there's some incentive. So some, you've seen this, you know, carrots on a stick. Or he's thinking about that nice manger with the fresh alfalfa hay in the box, you know? And so he loves you, he respects you, he likes water, he likes, you know, your company. And so he'll tug along and pull the little cart, provided that the rocks, the amount of rocks that you put in the back of the cart are not too many, provided that the road there, the path, is level enough, and that it's a pleasant day, and this isn't becoming a regular thing with you. Yeah? So a little donkey will pull that cart. But if you put too many rocks in the cart, the donkey gets a little bulky. Maybe wants another carrot. If the path gets to be too steep for too long, the little donkey is starting to think about maybe taking a vacation or a break or running away from home. And so then you have to do the other thing. Then you have to come in and you have to enforce service under a system of rewards and punishments. You've already tried the carrots. That didn't work. And so now you have to use the stick. See the carrots? Or the stick, okay? And now you use the stick and you whip the donkey. At first it's just, you know, a reminder, come on, donkey, let's go on. And then when it gets really going, the going gets really tough, or the day's gotten long, you have to beat hell out of the donkey to get him to move another inch, all right? But eventually he'll just stop. You can beat him to death. He's not going to go any further. But as he says now, neither of these two means are really going to achieve the end that you sought. Neither from the conscience, nor rewards, nor punishment. Pick it up right there.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers!
from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Again, our call-in number is 866-841-1065. You're welcome to call in if you like in the last segment of today's broadcast, and we have a caller online. Before I go to the caller, I want to finish out this little paragraph. We covered this yesterday. I'm just reiterating it, all right? Sometimes repetition can be the mother of learning. But the former, again, we talk about, this is this idea of free obedience to a moral law. The former supplies no sufficient incentive to persist in overcoming the disutility of labor, even though it's publicly extolled on every possible occasion and proclaimed in all churches and schools. The latter can only lead to a formal performance of duty, never to performance with the expenditure of all of one's powers. And what we're looking at is the socialist community under stationary conditions, according to Ludwig von Mises. All right? So hold that in your mind. Let's go to our caller and say good morning, caller in Canada.
Hey, well, I hope I don't get stuck in the quagmire here.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Just a reference to you talked about the floods. Now I'm taking you off topic here. I don't mean to.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I have a couple of family members that are Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes.
I'm not one of them.
Okay.
My uncle was an elder in the religion, and I've asked him questions as like what you're bringing up.
Yes.
And his on the surface, it seems to make sense to me, suggesting that they don't call him God because there's a lot of gods, like Bobby Orr is my God.
Right.
But they call him Jehovah, right? Jehovah
right.
Witness. And they basically what he says is if Jehovah wanted to dump 20,000 feet of water on the earth in 1 second, he could do it because he is the Almighty and he is the Almighty Creator.
Sure.
He can do anything he wants. And it's something that's not plausible to you and I.
Sure.
But that's the answer I got.
That's one of the answers you'll get a lot, okay? And I started out as a little guy, a little tyke in Sunday school, and I still have the Bible that I was given when I graduated from primary to secondary Bible school. And so I continued to study Bible all my life, and about 1990 or thereabouts, I started on a very, very intensive study, and I enrolled in a program, a catechumenate program, with the Episcopal Church, and I had a full-body immersion baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and on an Easter sunrise service at the Episcopal Church in 1992 when I was 40 years of age, all right? And then I left the city shortly thereafter when I closed up all of my accounts and things, and I began on basically what I have never stopped since, which was a sabbatical. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to prepare myself mentally to become a priest. All right? But I, in the process of all of that study, all of my life as a Bible reader, and I've read the Bible through from one end to the other, the entire thing so many times I don't recall, but I also have gone through and I've read it, book by book, and then I've gone through and I've studied it verse by verse, and then I've studied it with all the concordances and dictionaries that I could assemble, and I've studied it word by word and letter by letter and learned how to, write and understand Hebrew and Aramaic a little bit, and Greek a little bit. But all in all, just, any schoolboy in any of those places could, do better than I can. I just stumble along with it. A long story in short is that I started to come into some real problems, things that I was not able to either pray away, study away, ask questions away, things that I would ask rabbis, things that I would ask priests, including Jesuits and others. And I couldn't get answers to my questions because they all came back to the same sort of a thing. So what I like to do is encourage everybody to study the book because it's had such a long, long influence on our society. But at the same time, as you study and go deeper into it, you have to make up your mind somewhere along the line. If you continue to study that book in greater and greater and greater and more intimate detail, I think that it can be very damaging to your faith. And I'm quite well aware that the Catholic Church was aware of that too, which is why they were very concerned when Luther put the New Testament out in the vernacular. Because when people have an opportunity to actually sit down and read this stuff, well, then you're going to have the Enlightenment, the Age of Reason, and you're going to have all of the various sects that have come up, including the Jehovah's Witness, and you're going to have a lot of people who will fall away, which means that the church will have less and less support as time goes on. So there are those people out there who have time for the Psalms and the Proverbs, in their life. There are some people out there who have time to read Thomas or, Mark or Matthew or, whatever. And they are completely content. And my mother was like that. She was totally content to be able to take a couple of Bible verses, read and study them, get the daily bread, and go down to the Baptist church, and that's great. If it makes your heart, rich and warm and it helps you to find some solace. But for the philosophically radical thinkers, it can be real dangerous if you study it too deeply.
Agreed. Okay, well, thank you, my friend. That's all I got for you today.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Chris. I hope that helped. And the Jehovah's Witnesses are a brand unto themselves. But I'll tell you this, if all of the rest of the Christians on this planet Earth went out and proselytized and shared and witnessed as often as they did, we'd have far less of moral decay in this country. Of all the people that ever graced my doorstep, the Jehovah's Witness are number one. They always lead the pack.
Yeah, well, I have to agree.
Yeah, they do. They get
all right. Thanks, my friend.
You bet. Bye bye. Okay, well, that's Chris in Canada, and that's a good call, and it is timely. If you want to go with that, the Creator of the universe could inundate with 16,000 feet of water the entire planet Earth. And I would imagine that he could bring along a vacuum like Nibiru or something like that, and through magnetic attraction, suck all that water back up again. I'm not going to say that it couldn't be done. I'm just simply saying that if that was the case, the story that was written in those books wouldn't end the way that it did. It's just like the other story about the shadow on the wall during this great battle. Was it Holofernes or somebody like that? Was that big on the battlefield? And all of a sudden, the chronicler noticed the shadow of the sun's transit across the sky stopped moving on the wall. And it went backwards for the space of an hour, and then it went forward again. And some of the people that try and make timelines out of the Bible say, well, that's that missing hour. Well, yeah, Dorothy, but think through it one time. You mean to tell me, you know, because the shadow is moving across the wall, that the earth stopped in its rotation suddenly, enough so that the fellow could notice it, all right, suddenly. The earth stopped rotating on its axis, and then it went backwards for the space of an hour. So it stopped rotating, then it began to rotate in the opposite direction for the space of an hour, stopped again, and then it began rotating forward again. I can tell you that the men on the battlefield would not have continued battling, and then the chronicler would not have finished the story the way that he did. Even if the creator of the universe decided to do that, just to stop the rotation of the planet Earth. But you see, in those days, they actually thought that the planet Earth was the center of the universe, and that the sun, the stars, and the moon, and all the planets in the precession of the equinox all rotated around the Earth. A gross mistake. And apparently, their creator God, the God Jehovah, or Yahweh, or Yadi Wadi, or whatever you want to call him, never bothered to inform the prophets. So that's kind of a troubling thing. But anyway, that's just food for thought. And it's those kind of thoughts that get in my mind. That's why Dr. Elliot Lesser, Bibles Review, SS, was very useful to me. He had a radio broadcast on WBCQ a couple of nights a week. And I sent away for his newsletter, and I finally bought his book. And it's on the New Testament. And he goes through the entire New Testament book by book, verse by verse, word by word, and brings out some of these very interesting conundrums. Makes us wonder more about our faith a little bit. Has a possibility, like I said, of really challenging your faith. You couldn't drag me away from the idea or the notion that we live in a created universe, and that wherever there is a created universe, there implies that there's a creator and one only. If there was two creators, it would imply a prior creation to that. But as far as the stuff that the Hebrew wrote in their book, well, it was a book. And they can be the people of the book, and it's okay, because there's been many others that have written books. And as I say, opinions are quite a bit like elbows. We're all born with more than one, and they're easily bent to suit whatever purpose is at hand. And if the purpose is to create a faith system, a belief system, and make community of that, well, then so much the better. If it doesn't harm anyone, can't do any harm. But if it does set out to harm people, or if it does authorize you to cross the Jordan River and commit genocide against the people that had naturally inhabited that land, and if that same mania for genocide continues for 2,000, 2,500 years later, perhaps it's about time to close the book on that book. Maybe we need to think that through one more time. Maybe the creator of the universe didn't have it in mind for us to treat one another quite this way. Anyway, thanks for the call, Chris. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from DistributedLiving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the medals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Network.